Time now in our pregame show to visit with Brent Pulte, head coach of the Beavers. Does this get any less nerve-wracking as the years keep going for you?
You know, the first 2 years being the head coach, it was kind of just a blur, and now you got a little bit more time to think about it. And so this one's been a little bit more stressful because it's not the same cast of characters that we've had out there for the previous three. So it's some new faces, but it's been fun. Although the NCAA having 24 days before your first game can relook at that. That's a really long camp for these kids. It's extremely long for the coaches too. So yeah, we've basically been here for since the 5th we reported, and thank goodness the 30th finally showed up.
I think the question that was on most of the fans' minds over the course of the offseason is, who the heck's going to be the quarterback? What does somebody new in that huddle mean to a coach and a team?
You know, it's interesting to see how Brandon's evolved. It's obviously he's kind of taken the reins and had a good spring. He really had the leg up going into the summer, had a good summer. And what you hope to see out of a young quarterback that's managing, you know, he's 19 years old, looking around, hopefully he can manage a bunch of 22-year-old men. And I think that's what he's been able to do. I think the guys have rallied around him. He's got a little if factor with the guys and some savvy. So he has a little of that high mentality to him. He's a gunslinger, and the guys, like, he'll make a mistake, but he's going to go out there and get after it and get after guys. So it's nerve wracking, but it's fun at the same time.
Doesn't seem like there's any middle ground with a freshman quarterback. You're either really good or you might really struggle. What are your realistic expectations for him?
You know, we're giving him the keys to the car, so we're not going to go out there and drive it like it's a 83 Ford Pinto. So we're going to get after it, and just like we've done in the past, go fast. And the expectation is, just like anything, be a byproduct of the offense. Don't try to force things that don't need to be forced. And we have a good O-line. We got a good running back. We got a good fullback. We got good receivers. Don't try to do too much. Let those guys do the load for you, and you know, just take it as the defense gives it to you. So that's really what been hammered to him, and that's really when Jordan got good, is when he quit forcing and just let the game come and just react. So I think Alt plays his best when he's playing fast, so that's what we need to do.
You look at the BSU website and the football page, and you look at the coaching staff and you and Rich and Trax, 20 years. And there's a whole lot of first-year and second-year guys on this staff. What's the makeover of this staff been like from the inside?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit different. And, you know, we've had Coach Olson here just for now, too, as the O-line coach. And he brings, you know, his energy. He's a guy that's kind of feels like he's been here more than two. Maybe that's good or bad, I guess. But I appreciate what Ryan's been able to do. But bringing Hine back, Jordan as a GA or adjunct, along with EJ Olszewski, both those guys have been around now, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever, 5 years. So that gives some stability to the staff, I think, as well. And then Shane Smith coming over, he's just a great energy guy as a D-line coach. Coach Kane's been here for a while now. He's switched back to offense. We're doing running backs and special teams. So it is different. That's for sure. You don't have your normalcy, but, and then Coach Pike's coached here before too. So it's, and really the newest guy that's probably outside of the Beaver football family is really Coach Bish. And he had some ties with a former BSU player down at Mankato, and I coached with him a little bit. So it is different, but it's exciting and fun and some different vantage points and different ideas, that's for sure.
Graduated a ton on the offensive line, but yet you still have some guys that have played a lot of snaps for you. As the offense goes, usually so goes the line. How have they looked?
We're going to be good up front. I think it starts probably with Joe Woods and Nick Neme, the two juniors, along with Parker Blakesley, center. He played, I think, every game last year. He was banged up a little bit. I think he played them all. And then we got a lot of guys that had experience last year. James Hoovy played quite a bit for us as a backup role, along with Hank Bellify inside. So those guys have been the guys that have been a little bit with the rotational aspect. So then, you know, the rest of those guys just have been kind of battling it out for that tackle position, and Ryan Fuller's the one that's kind of come out on top. So he we're going into the game, I guess. Yeah, we're starting two sophomores, two juniors, and a senior, but those guys have gelled pretty well. They're pretty solid. So we throw them basically everything in the kitchen sink at them here in the spring and the fall, so they responded well. So we're excited about that group.
We talk defense when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Brent Pulte. On the defensive side of the ball, what concerns you the most?
Probably inexperience up front. We have to replace a lot of linebackers, and then obviously three really good defensive linemen too. So Well, you know, you start at the backing core. Tristan Ross and Nico Daniello were in there for 3 years starting together. And then you also had Jameson Evans, Jordan Johnson, or JJ, and then Anthony Valentine, those five at backer. And then the 3D line guys with Wershing, Burgess, and certainly I'm drawing a blank on the other one, Mark Webster. Those guys just brought a ton of experience. So we have a lot of guys that have played, but not probably extensive roles that they have currently. So it'd be a different group of guys, but we're excited. Athletic group that can run around. And when you have as good a secondary as we have, you can afford to maybe have a little bit less experience up front.
Is this maybe the deepest secondary you've had here in quite a while?
It's pretty darn close with just we just got a lot of good players back there running around, a lot of upperclassmen. So starts with the two safeties, Gunner and certainly John Vogler. Both have had superior, really great seasons last year. And then obviously Gunner's had a great career starting for 3 years. And then Mikey Junker's been a proven commodity as well. So he's all over the field as well. So feel really good about those guys. We got two other senior corners that have played a lot. I really like Jake West. We have a freshman back there, Gunner Feldhages, that's going to play this year. We're going to pull his red shirt and play for us. Been a pleasant surprise. So yeah, we've added a little bit of depth. We've got a couple other transfer guys that we'll add in there as well.
You've moved Gunner around a lot since he got here. Do you want to keep him at safety, if at all possible?
He's just such a playmaker back there, yeah. But if we feel like we can go eliminate one of their top receivers, we'll put him back in. You'll see him probably play almost every position on the secondary, and we plan on allowing him to blitz, which we did in the years past. We've done that. So he's going to be all over. He's going to be our kick return, punt return guy, and let the kid get the ball in his hands and go from there.
Conference changed up the schedule a little bit. What are the pros and cons in your mind of playing North Division game right out of the chute?
I like it. I think for what they were trying to get accomplished was not have allow you to play night games the first four versus North opponents, which makes sense, or the first three, I guess, is what we have in the North. And so instead of traveling like we've done in years past to Augustana or Sioux Falls or Wayne and play a 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock game and get back at 7 in the morning from night trip, certainly it's more beneficial for the players that way. And so after the first three games, it would back off for the late night games instead of sitting around in the hotels. And it's not a bad deal. We played Duluth, I think game four, and we're playing a night game over there. It's just a road trip, which our guys can sleep in their own bed. So I really like it. Now, if we go 0-4, I'll probably be really, really frustrated, but it should be good.
You've got new coordinators. So does Northern. Have any idea what to expect once the ball gets kicked off here in a couple minutes?
Being that he was at Cole, which, and I was a Cornell guy, so there's a little animosity between us already. But, I've gotten to meet him during the summer. He's a really good guy. I think he'll do a really good job at Northern. So knowing that league in Iowa pretty well, I've heard of his name, the head coach down there, Staker, the old man Staker, actually coached against me in high school. That's how far it goes back. So, our guys think that would probably be in the 60s there. I think I'm that old now, but we have an idea. I know a lot of coaches down there, so we have some ideas of what they've been doing, and they've had a lot of success. I don't really think they'll deviate, and they brought a new coordinator or O-line coach in too, who was in a league with Coach Bish, so he knows a little bit about him. So we have an idea, but it's kind of like anything else. We're kind of throwing plays up against the wall, and hopefully some of them get our guys prepared. But our offense does enough, so hopefully we haven't seen or don't come across too much that we haven't seen.
Who are your captains and why?
For us on defense, we got Mikey Junker and John Vogler. And again, I think just guys that have proven through the fire. Mikey's more a little bit more vocal guy. John leads by example. I think Gunner Olszewski is as much as a captain. He's gone for baseball in the spring, so he's not around probably for those votings as much. Younger guys don't see him, but we have some pretty good leadership on the defensive side of the ball. I think Andre Chisley does a good job. Van Houten is a senior up front on the D-line. Dylan Ellingson. So those two guys were named captains, but we're pretty capable on our side. Offensively, we got Joe Woods and then also Andrew Lukowski. So not a lot of times where we have two juniors being nominated as captains, which is Joe Woods and Michael Junker, but I think those guys have done a nice job leading the group at this point.
Best of luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.